with the environment in focus. I'm Tom Pelton. On Monday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry announced new efforts by the Obama administration to cut down on overfishing and illegal fishing that are severely depleting fish populations around the world.
We need to double down on stopping illegal fishing. It has grown into at least a $10 billion a year industry, illegal fishing. We have to make illegal fishing harder and more expensive to get away with, and the way to do that is through vigorous enforcement, which puts as many thugs as possible behind bars.
Kerry spoke at an international conference in Chile, but the phenomena he described, including deception and fraud in the sale of seafood, is also common here in the Chesapeake Bay region. Earlier this year, the nonprofit organization Oceana used DNA testing to examine the true origins of a food that is central to the identity of Maryland, crab cakes. Oceana bought 90 crab cakes that were described as Chesapeake Blue Crab from 86 different restaurants in Maryland and found that 38% of them were mislabeled. In Baltimore and Annapolis, almost half of the crab cakes were actually made from different species of crabs from Asia, most often Indo-Pacific blue swimming crabs that were likely caught in places like Indonesia or the Philippines. Kimberly Warner is senior scientist at Oceana.
There's a number of reasons why it's a problem. You know, in Maryland, it particularly is hurtful to me because I, you know, went to school in Maryland. I honor what the Chesapeake Bay provides and respect the watermen that work very hard to, you know, produce local seafood. And so when we get cheated here in this region, you know, we really take it hard, I think.
On the eastern shore of Maryland, the crab cakes sold in restaurants were much more likely to be actual blue crab, with DNA testing showing that only 9% were made from other species, according to the Oceana study.
The ones that we got on the eastern shore, closer to where blue crab is harvested in Maryland, had far less mislabeling than what we found in Baltimore or Washington, D.C. Very short supply chain, and I think probably people know who caught their crab that day.
Last year, Oceana tested shrimp sold in stores and restaurants nationally and found that 30% were mislabeled. Often, seafood marketed as wild Gulf of Mexico shrimp was actually a different species called whiteleg shrimp that is grown on farms. From 2010 to 2012, Oceana tested more than 1,200 samples of fish sold across the country. The organization found that 93% of the fish labeled as red snapper was actually something else, often farm-raised tilapia, and 59% of the tuna was mislabeled. One problem with this kind of fraud is that some endangered species of fish are being killed and sold as if the sales were legal. But another problem is that customers are sometimes eating mystery meats that are harmful to their health, Warner said.
We found a lot of white tuna, which is popular in sushi restaurants, and it's not a species of tuna at all. It's actually 80% of what we tested labeled as white tuna was this escalar, which is a snake mackerel species that has a toxin in it that can cause very disturbing gastrointestinal effects on people that eat too much.
Part of the solution to this problem may be the stepped-up inspection of fishing boats announced by the Obama administration this week. The goal is to try to trace the origins of fish from harvest to port, with the goal of better tracing and labeling of all seafood entering this country by 2017. With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project.
I wish I was a fisherman, tumbling on the seas, far away from dry land and its bitter memories, casting out my sweet life.